And I've come to the end of it, and late this afternoon, I decided that after I'd finished work, as I was in the East of London, I would. I was kind of inspired by Adam, or Dagger's Duck, as he's known on Audioboo and Twitter. So I decided that I would try the bagel places with the person I'd been working with, and we toddled along, and we went to the Bagel Bake, which is on Brick Lane. It's very near the Shoreditch Overground, or what used to be the East London line. So it's only kind of 2 3 minutes walk. And it's interesting because there are two bagel shops next to each other, well, maybe separated by one or two shops. And they're both open 24 hours a day. They're both originated in kind of the 1880s. They both, well, seem to be busy all the time, really. And they both sell reasonably priced bagels, you know, talking about £3.20, £3.30 for smoked salmon and cream cheese, or salt beef with mustard, gherkins, and so on. What I found, though, I tried a salt beef bagel from each of these. Now, I believe the first one I went in was called Bagel Bake. When you walked in, the counter was on the right-hand side of you. It was quite, probably, you know, a bit larger than the other one, I think. And the bagel was very nice. It was a kind of chewy consistency, but there's plenty of salt beef on it. But the construction was quite poor. All the gherkins were at the front instead of spread out across the bagel, and the meat was a little fatty but very tasty, and it was really very nice. I was more impressed though with the bagel shop, which is the one where you walk in and the counter's on the left. The gherkins were kind of spread across the bottom of the bagel, and the salt beef was, there was plenty of it again, but it was probably a little bit leaner, but not as salted. And you know, it could have done with being a little bit fattier, I think, because it's hot and, you know, it kind of soaks through into the gherkin and stuff. So out of the two, and the bagel was probably a little crisper on the outside in the bagel shop as well. So out of the two, I think I'm preferring the bagel shop, although Bagel Bake has the you know, has a bigger reputation, and also is meant to do the better desserts. So I also got another bagel from the Bagel Bake because it was the first one I went to and the one with the biggest reputation. I got smoked salmon and cream cheese, which I've just devoured, and that was very nice. Good construction. And I've got some Eccles cakes and almond slices from the Bagel Bake as well. Next time I go, I'll get more from the bagel shop than the Bagel Bake. But I just thought you might be interested in this bagel-y post about these old East London institutions. Okay, bye.